I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Kenny Johnson plays Kolzik, the ex-Marine who makes his way in the world with brute force, in the FX series Sons of Anarchy. He was also on The Shield and Saving Grace, and has a resume a mile long. Kenny also has dyslexia, and the process he goes through to memorize his lines and work on his character are incredible. I talked to him in a conference call where he talked about that process, the show, and watching Ron Perlman crash his motorcycle.
So Missy is between you and Pig, and I want to know how two bikers, two manly bikers, are sharing a dog. Can you explain that mythology?
It's a good mythology. We didn't know she was a dog until the week that we shot that scene that she was a dog. So the whole time we thought it was a female, and it was somebody that maybe lost their lives, whether it be his sister or an ex-girlfriend of his, that he was blaming me. So that's kind of the way, that's kind of what we thought. That's what Kurt told us. He said that, but even deeper. He goes, go as deep as you can and think really dark. So that's kind of where we went. So when the dog came up, I had to come up with a whole other reason behind the argument. So I don't know yet. I mean, I can tell you what I think happened to Missy, but I don't think that'd be fair because it might actually be revealed later on. I don't really want to get it wrong.
Are we going to see Kolzik in season 4? Please say yes.
Hey, I would love to say yes. I mean, I can say I don't think I die before the end of this season, which is a good thing. I talked to Kurt on the phone, and everything kind of points to that direction, that it would make sense that I would come back. So I'm hoping. I think it's favorable, definitely.
Okay, you're in a cast with like a variety of the most interesting and fun character actors that I've personally loved in the past, 15, 20 years. Just a bunch of great regular guys thrust together, and you get to play a lot of scenes against one of the big boys in Kim Coates, and I kind of wanted to get an idea how you guys achieve that dynamic that you have that feels really palpable, the tension between the two of you, and what's Kim like as a guy offset, and how did you guys get that dynamic to work?
Chemistry, I think, is something that, I guess, is just there, it's not there. And Kim Coates' character is such a kind of bold, out there guy, and he's a Canadian guy. And I married a Canadian, and, he's just so brash as a character, and so I there's something about it personally that I thought was going to work for me, because I thought, I want to hate this guy. I go, I know so much, I'm this guy that no one else knows, and I just want to kind of reveal it all inside of my head and let him know that I knew. And, it's kind of easy to do. He's an amazing actor. He's completely in his character when he's doing Tig. Off the set, he's like the nicest guy in the world, and it's hard to not like him. And so, after like the second week, he was such a good guy that I was starting to get really, really work hard to have that angst and that tension against him. But I'm telling you, when he's in character, he's like, unapologetic and, brash and just in your face kind of guy. And it triggers me off. So I just kind of try to play the characters as, true and genuine as I can, the way Kurt writes it. And I think tension just sort of happens, and we definitely get into stuff. I mean, he has a certain style of acting that also helps feed me. I'm not going to say what it is, but it definitely feeds me, and we get into it a little bit, and I'll pull aside some people and talk about it so we can get on the same page. But, it's really good. I mean, the tension is naturally there between us, so I kind of dig that.
It seems like the intensity is a recurring theme for you in terms of the shows that you're on, at least in these two. Is the set of Sons of Anarchy a family type atmosphere, or is there that kind of machismo that pushes it forward?
It's like both, I think. I mean, I gotta say, the SOA family is so tight and so fun and yet so crazy. I mean, like you said, all these actors are pretty amazing character actors, and they've got crazy personalities, a lot of them. like Charlie will just run full speed and tackle somebody like Boom, and he'll knock him on his ass in the middle of like the road, and Boom will get up and chase him, and everybody kind of challenges each other, but it never gets to it's always in love, you know. So it's very crazy yet safe and in a fun family type of atmosphere in that respect, but not like. Family. Like, there are a lot of different biker gangs out of there that are real biker gangs, and as all the background. And so, you know, I found the first week when I was there, it was really uncomfortable for me because I was in there with the real deal. You know, not only working with all these great actors that I didn't know, which was really exciting to me, but, you know, you gotta feel your way in. And at the same time, everybody in the background was from a real motorcycle gang or real porn stars or real whatever, and they're all there. And it starts to feel like this is a whole other environment in the world that I wasn't used to. But then probably 2 weeks into it, I felt like, I knew these guys all my life and everybody was great, you know.
As someone who's been a fan of yours since The Shield and Saving Grace, how is playing Kozik different from playing those characters on the other shows, since you've played mostly law enforcement officials? Is it different?
I kind of find it... these are outlaws. So there's a little bit less of a conscience with what you do. You know, like playing Lem on The Shield, you know, he was a guy that did dirty stuff, and he had a conscience about it, which, you know, started eating away at him. You know, and then Saving Grace, you didn't really break the rules, but, you know, you're playing a cop that's kind of out there and, you know, morally maybe not following a straight line with what he did. This character, as far as I know, is written... where you don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but he does what he does, and I don't think he feels, bad about it. You know, if you kill somebody or you take somebody out, it's part of the job. It's what you need to do to make, you know, your group function and be stronger. And I think in other shows, if I would have done that, there would have been a moral compass that maybe I struggled with more. You know, and maybe this guy will, you know, later on. It depends what Kirk does with it. But I think he's supposed to be riding that line where you don't know if he's a really good guy or a really bad guy, but I don't think he has a conscience really about what he does.
How tough were you when you find out that you, when you had the news that you were going to become a series regular in the season 3?
How happy was I? Stoked?
Yeah.
I was totally stoked, man. I was totally excited about it. When I talked to, Kurt and those guys, coming off Saving Grace, which was Holly Hunter's show, and it was definitely geared around a female feminine energy, and I really was jonesing for something with a lot of balls to it, you know, and that was, you know, and this show was great, and I'm thankful that Kurt actually called and asked me to come on to do this, and I was really happy, man, and it's the funnest gig. I mean, you know, it's effortless, and I love it. I mean, I love riding bikes, and I love the way Kurt rides, so I'm having a blast.
Were you a fan of the show prior to signing on, and how has your experience been so far with the cast yet the current cast?
I was definitely a fan of the show. I mean, I went through the premiere of the first season and loved it, fell in love with the cast, everybody. I mean, Katie was amazing, I loved Perlman, Charlie was amazing, all the guys were amazing. I mean, I was super impressed that Kurt actually, you know, cast this group together because it just seems to fit perfect. I get along with everybody great. I came on, I was a little, tentative, a little bit for a second just because I didn't want to overstep any boundaries because I didn't know these guys. But, you know, and Perlman, that comes off as, you know, big, tough, grizzly dude, is like one of the softest, nicest, funny guys in the world. He's got like the craziest dry sense of humor, and Charlie's as crazy as they come, and at the same time, these guys are, amazing actors with great work ethics, and nobody, everybody trusts each other, which is great. And they, you know, there's no arguments or fights about scenes or interpretations. They kind of, everyone does their own thing, and it felt like The Shield, but even maybe more effortless. And instead of like with like three core people that I felt, Walton, myself, and Michael Chiklis, this is like with 10 guys that kind of ping pong off each other and are just you know, pretty phenomenal actors. And Kurt's been great to me. I've known him since like the beginning of The Shield, and I think it's an amazing show that he wrote, and I get along really well with him, and I feel like it's my family. So and FX is like my family. It just feels like I'm back home, so I love it.
So what is it like filming fight scenes with Kim, and if you fought in real life, who do you think would win? Why?
Should I say the truth? I'll be truthful. The fight scenes have been really fun. I mean, at the very beginning, I love fighting. I mean, I've been boxing for 5 years, and I've never had anyone do my own stunts ever. So when the fight scene came up, you know, the first one with Kim, I was just all gung-ho to do it. And then Kim comes over and says, you know, well, listen, let's get the stunt guys to do this, because there's no need to put ourselves in a dangerous situation. And I kind of looked at him and I walked away, and I was talking to like some of the other guys, and I go, he doesn't want to do this fight scene. I go, I'm doing it. I said, he doesn't have to do it, but I'm definitely doing it. So, you know, he found out that I was definitely doing it, and so then that, obviously, he changed his mind, and we choreographed the thing probably like 100 times before we did it. So, you know, he just kept grabbing me and saying, listen, Johnson, we got to be careful. We don't want to get hurt. Nobody needs to get hurt. Just be careful, whatever you do. And he kept warning me about, you know, we got to be careful. And, you know, so nothing happened until the very, very last take, where we kind of run at each other in the pool room, and then it cuts away to the beginning of the, you know, the intro to SOA. I accidentally ran full speed, and my arm got caught under his neck, so he dropped. He dropped to his knees, and he was kind of screaming and howling and going crazy. And it was like really kind of frightening, because I thought I shattered his jaw or something. The way he was kind of reacting, I didn't know. So you know, and then I found out later I obviously accidentally, my bicep hit underneath his Adam's apple and kind of his neck. You know, he couldn't breathe or whatever. So you know, that happened by accident. In a real fight, he's a strong guy. He's a tough guy. I can tell. Like, you grab him, he's actually he's a strong guy, and he works out. But I would say I would kick his ass. I mean, truthfully, I think in real life. But as characters, I don't know. As characters, it's pretty even, as you could tell. Or I'm the one that has more bruises than he does. So, you know, I don't want to offend anyone by saying how he kicked his ass. But you just did. Exactly. All the chick lovers are like, hey, Kozik now.
Also, this is a good point I wanted to, Kenny, if you could remind folks of your the titles you've had in the unique world of arm wrestling, just to give an example of how strong you are, because you are strong, mother.
I mean, back in the day, I was ranked second in the world in arm wrestling in my weight class. But I gotta say, that was amateur, not professional. Pros, I was probably number 8 in the world. So, and I played college football and baseball. I guess Scott thinks that I'm strong, so.
Well, I like that he downplays the words in the world. I mean, ranked number 8 in the world in arm wrestling, as if that's not a big deal. I am going to agree that Kenny Johnson could kick Kim Coates' ass, and I only say this because the season's wrapped, and I won't see Kim probably. He's in Canada shooting a movie, so he won't see either one of us for a while, Kenny, so I think we're...
If you ever get a chance, ask Charlie. Charlie is convinced that he thinks I could kill anyone on the set. And he constantly reminds the guys of that, which always gets everyone really riled up. So when I walk in the room, everyone's all tense and Charlie's laughing. He goes, Kenny, he goes, everyone's pissed at you right now because I told them that I think that you could kill anyone here. So thanks, Charlie.
How this all came about, you first appeared on the finale season 2, sit on a bar stool in the very beginning. I was like, oh my God, it's Lem. So how did this happen? Did Kurt call you up? Did he have the role, you in mind for the role? Give us the details, please.
I think they had a whiff of that, the Saving Grace, the show I was on with TNT was going to be canceled. So he kind of asked me, he said, if you have a second, can I throw you in, it was season, I mean, it was episode 12, not 13, but it just, he just said, I want to introduce you as a character, and he goes, maybe next year, if, you know, your show doesn't go or whatever, I could maybe add you on as a guy. He goes, I'd love to at least do this as a cameo. Would you do it for me? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And I had like 2 days off, so it worked out perfect that I could just go on and kind of play this character, Kozik. And he goes, I hope it works out. And he goes, I'd love to have you come on and do an arc, and who knows where it would go. You know, it might be a few episodes, or it might be more. It might, if it works out, we could go and do more. So, I was glad that he actually, Kurt's a really good guy. He had met with me prior to doing this series, and he had a movie that he was going to direct and write, or that he wrote and was going to direct for Warner Brothers, that it ended up not panning out for some reason, but he wanted me to play one of the characters in that. And he kept saying, I'd love to work with you. He goes, we will work together. I promise you we will work together. So, a lot of people say that kind of stuff, but he actually kept his word, and so I feel really blessed that, he developed this guy. That's how that came.
So who drops their bikes most? Come on, man, you gotta tell us.
Hey, Scott, can I tell him?
Yeah, it is no secret.
I would say Ron Perlman dumps his bike the most. He's a guy who will tell you that he doesn't ride. He took lessons in between seasons this time to learn how to ride, but, I'm not going to say what happens, but he's definitely dropped the bike more than anybody. And even in the finale, twice he dumped his bike one time, probably going about 30, where, he kind of panicked when the bike went down and kind of hit the throttle. And, it can get scary.
It's no joke, man.
Yeah.
And Tommy Flanagan is a close second.
He's a close second. And Tommy Flanagan is a great rider. I would give him $100,000 to just stop riding to work. because I see him on the set, man, and Tommy's a nut, but in his mind, he thinks he's ridden all his life, which he has not. It's pretty apparent when you see him. Holy shit, buddy. It's crazy.
Most of the guys do ride their bikes to the set in North Hollywood, but Ron Perlman rides in his BMW.
Yes. And he brings a little dog, an old little dog. What kind of dog is that? He's got a little.
It's a little terrier.
It's so funny to watch him with that thing.
When you first get a script, what's your process of going through it?
My process of going through it, I'll read the script. I'm a slow reader. I've got dyslexia, so it takes me quite a while to read a script. And I take notes on it, and then I'll read it again and again and again, and I just start taking notes, of things I really need to know to kind of, follow what Kurt is trying to say in the entire episode. And then from that point, I have somebody help me memorize it, and I do a ton of character work on my own. So I'll spend hours writing, free-based thoughts about my character, my points of views towards all the other people, and build a complete back history and I will constantly write, like, every day to keep that kind of alive for me. And that way, whatever he writes for me, as a character, I've got at least, you know, in the back of my mind, I've filled it up as much as I can, and it helps me to memorize that way better. The more I know my character, the easier it is to kind of, you know, memorize it and know exactly how you fit in and your point of view, you know, for each scene and each character.
What's your advice to actors?
My personal advice is that, you know, if you feel like, you know, I always felt like there was a seed planted somewhere inside of me, and when that was kind of revealed to me, I kind of knew that this is what I was supposed to do. And so I don't look at it as putting a time limit on it, and I don't look at it as a competition. I just look at it as, like, you work as hard as you can to be as prepared as you can for an actor. And the more work you do on yourself and put into, you know, learning about acting and characters and everything you could possibly do, the more it kind of sets you up to be prepared for it when something comes up that's supposed to be yours. And I believe there are projects and characters that are supposed to be yours. So as long as you kind of have a belief in that and you don't buy into, you know, oh, this is so hard, there's so many people, you know, what makes you think you can be an actor? It's about not caring about who rejects you or whatever. You know, it's like you do what you want to do and don't let anyone tell you any different. You know, that's what I believe.
Thanks, Kenny, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. And please tell your friends about us. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.